the emotions like right now? What message did you have for Geronimo, if any?
I haven't talked to him yet, but you know, this game doesn't fall on him. It's a long game, and that's just one play. Emotions in here are the same as in any other loss. Disappointed, had an opportunity, and didn't make enough plays throughout the whole game.
Jordy, what needs to be done to remove the type of hit that Devontae uses today from the game? What
players just got to do it. There's nothing you can do. So players got to control themselves and, you know, take care of one another. So.
Would you be in favor of a targeting rule that led to ejections on a play like that?
It's not going to stop anything. They got targeting rules in college, and they still do it. So you guys have to take it upon themselves to be smart with what they're doing. I mean, it's a game. It's our livelihood. You don't want that. So,
is there any frustration that these type of collisions continue to happen?
Some of them, yes. Some of them, I think it's hard to control. But I've never been in that situation. But I think guys can control themselves. I think you can lower your target. You've seen, I think, the change over the years, and I think it'll continue to change. And guys just gotta, like I said, it's an individual person. Some guys I think have adjusted, and others haven't.
Jordy, how do you think Aaron's rhythm was, timing, everything else that went along with it after 2 months ago?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell right now. I think he did a great job. Obviously, he battled, took some hits, was able to run and get down, made some big plays for us. So I think he did a good job.
When you guys get the onside kick, especially how the last 2 weeks have gone, is there an immense belief you're just going to get it done again?
Always. There's never a doubt. I mean, even down 14 and the situation we were in. We were down 14, didn't score. They had the ball over the 4.5 minutes or whatever, and defense got us the ball back on 3-and-out, and we go down and score and give ourselves an opportunity. So we're always believing, always fighting. I think you see that over the years, and it'll continue.
How do you process the reality now that the playoffs probably aren't going to happen for this team? You're not used to that, obviously. So.
I haven't gotten there yet. As a football player, I think everyone's week by week, and that's how we're programmed. I think that's how we live our life, pretty much. It's obviously part of the situation we're in. But we still got two games to go out and do our job, and that's play football and hopefully get 2 wins. So,
are those two games going to feel any different? You say week to week, but being out of contention.
I can't predict it. I can't predict the future. So,
Jordy, on Geronimo's play, did you think it was a fumble? Did you think it was an incomplete pass?
I think it could have gone either way. As I said, the play stands, so it's one of those, maybe if it was rolled incomplete and they review it, then the play stands. So obviously they didn't confirm it, so they didn't see conclusive evidence to flip it or confirm it. So it's one of those things, you see it bang, bang on the field, the official made the call, and they reviewed it. So.
Does it make it tougher to accept knowing that you're so close to having a shot there?
No, I think a loss is a loss. I think, I don't know. When you're driving, and I think, like I said, I think we always feel like we have a chance no matter when it was. If it was 2 possessions earlier or that possession there. So.